Rainy season is creating a mad rush for roofs in Burma. Afghanistan visa troubles could hit soon. And it's National Day today in Sweden. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The rainy season starting in western Burma. That's bad news for more than 140,000 displaced Rohingya. Steve Gumer, Partners Relief and Development, explains.
On one hand, there's the monsoon season rains and the fact that those fields are low and naturally flood. On the other hand, they don't have anywhere to go.
About a year ago, Burma's government chased the Rohingya from their homes into this low-lying region to die. As they struggle to survive, Partners is helping with food, shelter, and the hope of Christ.
These people refer to us as the Christians who care, and we run into no resistance because of our faith. We have rather run into a feeling of brotherhood.
You can come alongside Partners' efforts at missionnetworknews.org. Pray more of the Rohingya will come to Christ as they experience His love. Pray refugee families can find food and shelter. Next, Voice of the Martyrs says it seems Afghanistan is refusing visas to foreign workers with several international organizations. Although unconfirmed, it appears that new policies are in the works to drastically reduce the number of foreign workers there. VOM warns that if this happens, it'll cripple work being done there. Pray for a quick resolution to this issue. There are many groups acting as the hands and feet of Christ during a critical period of post-war Afghanistan. This is Mission Network News. 70% of Nigerians live below the poverty line. Buying a Bible can cost up to 2 months' salary for Nigerian believers, and that's why Christian Resources International recently established a distribution center there. They'll use it to give Bibles and other Christian books to believers. CRI Executive Director Jason Wolford explains the next step.
We're waiting to send our first ever container to that distribution center, and the container will hold about $400,000 of free Bibles and Christian teaching tools that we are going to be able to give out for free all over Nigeria.
A lot of organizations are actually pulling out of Nigeria because of violence from Boko Haram terrorists, but the persecution makes it even more important for Christians to have a Bible.
When you're looking at being under attack, what are you going to do as a believer if you don't have God's Word, if you don't know what God is telling you?
CRI needs to raise $20,000 for this project. Now, if you're feeling a nudge to get involved, just check out our featured link section. Elsewhere, today is Sweden's National Day, and while it sounds like a holiday, according to the Evangelical Alliance mission or team, in the past it's seen demonstrators by extremist political groups. Area churches are coming together as a balancing presence. Some provide activities for kids and families. This year, a new church plant is getting involved. They could reach hundreds of new families. Pray for good conversations about faith and what the church can offer these new people. And it's pretty easy to find a Bible in the United States, but head south and scriptures are a little harder to come by. Rita Guerrera of Bible Pathway Ministries agrees.
It is scarcer in the South American countries, and they're very expensive.
And that's why Bible Pathway is partnering with Ed Hodges Ministry. They're sending Spanish language resources to his distribution center in Texas.
Spanish missionaries can come across the border from Mexico, pick up literature, and go back across without too much transportation expense.
It's saving both the ministries and missionaries a lot of money, which can now be used for kingdom work.
The postage a month is anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000. That's only the postage.
Will you help God's Word reach South America? There is a link at missionnetworknews.org.
Pray that the Word is able to go forth readily and that those who receive it will receive it into their hearts. They'll be touched.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett. He started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as others? Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.